This is Terry Mandel, DO, dictating an attorney letter to Bill Byers, attorney at law, address on file. Dear Mr. Byers, per request for an independent medical evaluation on your client, Rachel Nicholson, please note the following medical letter, period. First name is R-A-C-H-E-L. Last name is N-I-C-H-O-L-S-O-N. On February 7th, 2023, I performed an independent medical evaluation, period. I reviewed an extensive amount of medical records as well as taken the history directly from the patient, period. A physical examination was performed by me, period. The patient is a 49-year-old female, height 5'4" tall, weight 175 pounds, period. In the above paragraph, would you please say a doctor-patient relationship was not established, period. New paragraph. The patient was involved in an automobile accident on or about October 1st, 2021, period. The patient was a driver with her seatbelt on, period. Although she denied loss of consciousness, she sustained injury when the vehicle was totaled, period. She was stopped at a red light and involved in a three-car collision, period. The second car spun out behind her, striking the patient's vehicle in the front right area, period. No airbags were deployed, period. The patient was jerked and her left hand hit the vehicle, period. She fractured her left wrist, period. She had immediate pain in her left wrist with swelling, period. New paragraph. Despite treatment present day, she is still experiencing left wrist pain, period. The patient is left hand dominant, period. She is aware that she has diminished range of motion as well as diminished dexterity from this injury, period. New paragraph. Her left wrist pain is described as intermittent, period. It occurs approximately 3 hours per day, period. It is worse as the day progresses, period. It is a stabbing pressure sensation that ranges in intensity from a good day of 2 out of 10 to a bad day of 7 out of 10, period. The pain is non-radiating, period. New paragraph. The timeline of treatment as best recollected by the patient was that day she was seen in the emergency room at St. Francis Hospital, period. X-rays were obtained and she was told she had a fracture and placed in a splint, period. She was referred to an orthopedic specialist a few days later and put into a cast for approximately 8 weeks, period. Ultimately, the cast was removed and a temporary splint used for an additional 8 weeks, period. She was given a wrist guard, period. She was told that she may need surgery down the road and that she had a fracture of her hamate bone, period. New paragraph. Activities of daily living are affected as follows, period. The patient has problems with heavy lifting, period. Vacuuming and yard work is affected, period. She has difficulty using a computer as it involves use of a mouse and typing, period. She has difficulty lifting her grandchildren, period. She has problems with long driving as well as sleeping, period. New paragraph. Medications include over-the-counter medications for this injury, period. New paragraph. Present treatment for this condition includes over-the-counter medications as well as a wrist guard and exercise therapy at home, period. New paragraph, past medical history is positive for hypertension. New paragraph, past surgical history reveals a prior history of adenoids, comma, tonsils, comma, gallbladder, comma, eye surgery, comma, hysterectomy, and gastric stomach bypass, period. New paragraph, past traumatic medical history reveals the patient never injured her left wrist in the past, period. The patient has had minor automobile accidents. including one in 2008, but there was no major injury, period. The patient has had no work injuries, period. New paragraph, her occupation is that of a school teacher of seventh grade math, period. Presently, she is having problems with her occupation in that she has difficulty using the mouse and typing, period. New paragraph. Upon review of medical records, I'd like to comment on some of the pertinent findings, period. Office notes, October 5th, 2021. Notes from Sports Medicine, Dr. Blaney, B-L-A-N-E-Y, states that the patient is a 48-year-old female who presents with complaints of left hand, period, rear-ended, and states her hand hit against the door, period. Patient was seen in the ED the same day for x-rays and placed in a splint, period. She has a fractured hamate bone, period. We have decided to move forward with a short arm cast, period. Assessment is wrist fracture closed, left initial encounter, period. Imaging results at Franciscan Physicians Network. Wrist x-rays 3-view, November 16th, 2021. Impression is stable alignment of a small avulsion fracture of the ulnar aspect of the hamate carpal bone, period. Office notes from Dr. Blaney, January 25th, 2022. Patient reports some soreness towards the end of the day as she has been working on a computer, period. Patient will follow up as needed if not improving as anticipated, period. Office notes from Dr. Blaney, December 14th, 2021. She has been wearing the brace daily, but reports increased pain out of the brace, period. There appears to be some interval healing of the small avulsion fracture of the hamate, period. This is still there is still subtle lucency indicative of a fracture line, period. I personally viewed x-rays with the patient today in clinic, period. Patient will continue wearing the wrist brace, period. I have placed a referral to occupational therapy, which she will start in 2 weeks, period. New paragraph. After review of all the medical records and taking her history as well as performing a physical examination, I have found that all the treatment that I have outlined above and as it relates to the automobile accident of October 1st, 2021, were all appropriate, reasonable, and medically necessary, period. New paragraph. On physical examination by Dr. Mandel, February 7th, 2023, ENT examination was negative, period. Pupils equal and reactive to light and accommodation, period. Extraocular muscles intact, period. Examination of the neck was unremarkable, period. Examination of the thoracic and lumbar regions were normal, period. Auscultation of the heart regular rate and rhythm, period. Auscultation of the lungs, clear, period. Examination of the extremities revealed mild swelling of the left medial aspect of the wrist, period. There was tenderness on depalpation, period. The patient is left hand dominant and has diminished strength in her left hand, period. There is diminished grip strength noted as well, period. There was crepitance on flexion of the wrist, period. There was diminished range of motion of the left wrist, period. Left wrist was lacking 34 degrees of flexion and 26 degrees of extension, period. Abdominal examination revealed several laparoscopic surgical scars, period. Bowel sounds were normal, period. Neurological examination was unremarkable with normal sensation and normal reflexes, period. Circulatory examination revealed pulses normal and symmetrical at 2 over 4, period. New paragraph. Diagnostic assessments by Dr. Mandel are number one, left wrist trauma, sprain, strain, comma, and pain, period. Number two, left wrist fracture with fracture of the hamate bone, left, period. The above two diagnoses are directly caused by the automobile accident in question of October 1st, 2021, period. New paragraph. At this time, I am rendering an impairment rating utilizing the book Guides to Evaluation of Permanent Impairment, 6th edition by the AMA, period. Referring you to Table 15-3, the patient qualifies for an 11% upper extremity impairment on the left, which converts to a 7% whole body impairment utilizing Table 15-11, period. The basis for the 7% whole body impairment is strictly and totally a direct result of the automobile accident in question of October 1st, 2021, period. As the patient ages, she will be more susceptible to permanent arthritis in her left wrist, period. New paragraph. Future medical expenses will include the following, period. The patient will need continued use of over-the-counter anti-inflammatory and analgesics at a monthly cost of $85 a month for the remainder of her life, period. The patient will need a left wrist splint that will need to be replaced every 6 months for the remainder of her life at a cost of $75 each, period. The patient should possibly consider additional surgery of the wrist to improve function and range of motion, period. Should the surgery be entertained, estimated cost would be $125,000, and it would be all-inclusive of physician, hospital, anesthesia, and post-op physical therapy, period. A TENS unit should be considered at a cost of $500, period. New paragraph. I have not provided medical care or any treatment for this claimant, period. I have not made any referrals or advised any treatment, period. I have seen the patient one time for the purposes of doing an independent medical evaluation, period. We have not entered into a doctor-patient relationship, period. The above opinions are based solely on the information provided and mentioned above, and they are expressed within a reasonable degree of medical certainty based upon the scientific principles accepted in the medical community, period. New paragraph. I am dual board certified in both family practice and also osteopathic medicine, period. I have over 40 years' experience in these types of cases, period. Informed consent was obtained for an elective examination during the COVID-19 pandemic, period. The patient understood the potential risks of acquiring COVID-19 and agreed to the exam rather than deferring to a later date, period. The patient gave me informed consent to conduct this review and share my findings with any party who requests this information, period. If I could be of any further assistance, please feel free to contact me. Sincerely yours, Jerry Mandel, DON of Dictation.